more of no use. It is the more I want to know you, Jesus. More. I want more of you. I want more of you. I said,
the more I know you,
it is
the more I want to know you, Jesus.
More of you. I want more of you, Lord.
I want more
of you. Jesus,
I want more of you. Jesus,
I say the more I know you,
the more I want to know you, Jesus, more
you. You make my life. La 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 It's a glory night tonight. It is a glorious night tonight. About to drop on you. Touch my body, my soul, my spirit. Breathe on me. Touch my body. Promise is about to drop. Eliyah Babarados. Touch my body, my soul, my spirit. Breathe on me. Touch my body, my soul, my spirit. Touch my body, my soul, my spirit. Breathe on me. Touch. Ela vai dar para dos. Lay your hands on me, dear Lord. Breathe on me. For my body, my soul, my spirit. Touch my body, my soul, my spirit. Breathe on me. Touch my body, my soul, my spirit. Breathe on me. Lay your hand. Breathe on me. Lay your hands on me, dear Lord. Lay your hands on me, dear Lord. Lay your hands on me, dear Lord.
Take your Lift thy tongue from this altar.
Holy Ghost.
Your feet. I just call them from the altar here first.
Holy Ghost. 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 Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost,
hold your hands together, lift it up, ask Jesus to visit you, or just move back a bit, say Jesus, 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 visit me. I need a touch in the work of my hands. I need fire from this altar on my life, on my assignment. Now, 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 now. Take the fire! Take the fire! Take the fire! Take the fire! Lift your hands everywhere you are. Fire is here tonight. Fire of the Holy Ghost! Fire of the Holy Ghost! Fire of the Holy Ghost. Tonight is a season of total turnaround. There is a glory invasion that is happening here tonight. A glory invasion that is happening here tonight. Your right hand, people say, Father, the fire and the glory on this altar, I need a measure. I ask for my measure tonight. Tonight. Our pastor, the other ones can come back. Don't step here until you are sure of what you want. If the line is filled, they can come up in a second line. Hold your hands. Lift your hands, people, everywhere you are. Hold your hands together. Lift it up. Say, Jesus. The fire on our pastor, that measure of glory, I connect with my measure. Now, now, now. I connect with my measure. I connect with my own measure. With my own measure of the fire, measure of the fire, measure of the fire. Tonight I can't live here the same way. I connect with my own measure of the fire.
Take your place. Take your place.
Thank you. from. Father, what you promised me, I'm ready for it tonight. Release into my hands that which you promised me. I am ready tonight. Jesus, take your seat. Thank you. Exodus 33:18. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. I beseech thee, show me thy glory. The subject is a cry for his glory. A cry for his glory. I beseech thee, show me thy glory. The person crying was Moses. The man who spoke with God face to face. The man that saw the fire talk to him. The man who saw more miracles than any mortal, dead or alive. Apart from our Master Jesus, he had no equal in the Old Testament. Elijah tried but wasn't near him. The man who sank the military force of a whole nation in one day. In the days of his operation, every family in the nation experienced a miracle, a judgmental miracle. In the days of his operation, everyone was aware of who this man Moses was. By his hands, the gods of Egypt were judged. Bible historians said, every plague in Egypt was a judgment against their God. The God of the sun was judged when there was darkness over the land. We are talking about the man who carried the rod and brought water from the rock. We are talking about a man that God said, you are God and Aaron is your prophet. I make you a God unto Pharaoh. So from henceforth, since I am not there, stay there. And another person is your own prophet. I am talking about a man who did not receive an inward witness. He heard the audible voice. I am talking about a man that spoke with fire. I am talking about the one that God said, my angel will go with you. This man said, show me your glory. Question I am asking is, Moses, what do you want? If it is miracle, nobody pass you. It was left for signs and wonders. Nobody has seen what you have seen. If it was left for hearing the voice of God, God can talk to you anytime you want. So, show me your glory means what? What do you want? Moses, what are you looking for that you don't have? What do you want God to do for you? My dear brothers and sisters, by the time we unravel this tonight, then you will realize that the more of God you know, the more you realize that you don't know Him. It is only people who don't know God that are ignorant of what they don't know. Somebody saw a revelation of heaven and he met David, and David was dancing and playing music and instrument, and the person said, you have been in heaven for such a long time, can you tell me about God? And David told him, I have been here for over 3,000 years. He said, but I have not yet scratched his knowledge. Show me thy glory. And I am going to tell you, Pastor, that if it was any of us that saw 1/10 of what Moses saw, nobody will rest. If it is any of us in our generation that ever spoke with God or saw the fire, that is enough to build the whole ministry around. The spectacular manifestations and all the things Moses saw, they were enough. I mean, that is not what God said. Other prophets, I speak to them in vision, in similitudes, in dreams. But my servant Moses is not like that. I speak with him face to face, mouth to mouth, as a man talked with his friend. If it was us that had such an experience, no other person will rest. But this was Moses with a very long spiritual credential. He dropped the credential and said, show me your glory. There is something about you I don't know yet. There are things in you I need to know I don't know. The aim of this message tonight is to birth in your spirit a hunger that cannot be conquered. The aim of this preaching tonight is to bring you to a point of dissatisfaction with satisfaction. The aim of this message is to set you on your toes. That if Moses can say, show me your glory, if Paul the apostle, after 33 years of ministry, with handkerchiefs and aprons, healing the sick, said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, be made conformable unto his death, then if Moses didn't know him and Paul didn't know him, then we are not even aware that he exists. When I heard the cry of Moses, I saw 5 problems in our generation. Our generation of pastors, generation of ministers, we are a generation of ignorant people trying to lead other ignorant people. The problem number one is the lack of the knowledge of who God is. Many of us, pastors, ministers, church people, we don't know God. Moses, who knew God, was asking to know God. You see, because we do not know God, we don't know Him as we should. Because the knowledge of God is addictive. It is more addictive than cocaine. It has more addictive power than marijuana, than heroin. The knowledge of God makes the man who knows God to be restless until he knows more of God. Our satisfaction with the level we are is a confirmation of bankruptcy of revelation. I don't know if I'm talking to anybody here today. David said, as the deer pants after the water brooks, so my heart pants after you. Oh Lord my God, early will I seek you. My heart, my flesh longeth for you. My soul, my flesh thirsteth for you. My soul longeth for you. In a dry and thirsty land, where no water is, to see your glory and your power, such as I have seen in the sanctuary. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, not to come in and step out, that I may behold the beauty of the Lord, that I may inquire in his temple. If you ever taste God, David said, taste and see. Ay, 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 ay. If you ever taste the knowledge of God, you are restless permanently until you know more of God. The more you pray, the more you feel like you haven't started praying. The more you worship, the more you feel like you have not started worship. The more you fast, the more you realize you haven't started fasting yet. Because there is something inside you telling you, there is something you don't know yet. Why we do not crave for God like Moses, who said, show me your glory, is because we don't know him. When you know God, the knowledge of God will ruin your passion for mundane things. It will ruin your passion. It will ruin your passion for the mundane. It will cause you distaste for the temporal. It will cause you distaste for that which lacks eternal value. The knowledge of God will make you restless in your spirit, restless in your soul, and restless. One day I finished waiting on the Lord for a lengthy period of time. And when it was time to break, I could have, my wife said, but you just finished fasting. I said, why? But I'm not satisfied. And it's not deliberate, but food still lacked taste. Because Moses, that I just described, came to a point, now he was talking with God. And he now said, that I may, that he said, show me your glory. That is problem number one. And problem number two in our generation is called premature contentment. Quick satisfaction. We aim very low. Our goal is very little. What we are looking for is too small. As far as a pastor is concerned, he has a good car, a good house, and a good membership in church, and everything, bills are paid. That is church. The target is too low. The aim is too low. So we get quickly satisfied. You see, God is looking for people like Moses who will come to a point where they refuse to be satisfied until they arrive eternity. Premature contentment. Quick satisfaction. Just now, you have arrived. People are clapping for you as the champion in town. And heaven is mourning. I will tell you problem number three. Then you will understand what I'm talking about. It is called comparison with others. Why is there no cry for the glory? Why is there no, why is there a scarcity of people who are pressing into God for more of God and for more of His glory? Because we measure ourselves by ourselves. My church is bigger than any church around, so what am I looking for anymore? I have a bigger car than anybody around, so what am I looking for anymore? I see more miracles, signs and wonders than anybody I know. So what, even than those who are ahead of me. So what am I looking for? More money than others. But that was what decapitated the ministry of Elijah. Lord, take me. I am not better than my fathers. The things I have seen, who saw it? Lord, I have tried now. I call down fire. God was looking at this man. With all the potential you carry. He couldn't die. The anointing inside couldn't die with that anointing. So he had so much to do on earth. At the time he concluded that he has done more than others. You don't understand what I'm talking about. Many of us, when men say we have arrived, God says you haven't started. They say you have arrived, but God said you have not started. Do you know that Elijah didn't even finish the assignment? God asked him to anoint Hazael, anoint Jehu, and anoint Elisha. Three people. He anointed only one, Elisha. He didn't anoint Hazael. He didn't anoint Jehu. Why? I think I have tried. Who anointed Jehu? Elisha. Who killed Jezebel? Jehu. The anointing to kill Jezebel was inside who? Elijah. He ran away from the Jezebel he was anointed to kill. And the anointing is transferred to two generations. Kill the same Jezebel he ran from. You see, by the time we begin to arrive and compare ourselves with others, then it becomes the conclusion of our lives and ministries and destinies. Is somebody here today? The worst thing that can happen to anybody is to arrive towards the end of your life and realize that you didn't finish your assignment. Some people arrive towards the end of their lives only to realize that they didn't start at all. One massive evangelist, this guy, whenever he dances, cripples will start walking. In one crusade in South Africa, he stood and said, "The world is now under my feet. I have arrived." That title belongs only to God. The earth is the Lord's, and his fullness thereof. Heaven of heavens is his throne, and the earth is his footstool. This mortal man stood on a crusade ground, and he said, "The earth is now under my foot." He left that crusade to the wheelchair, crippled by the same rheumatoid arthritis that he cast out of others. The biographer of this man said, it looked like every demon he cast out returned back to him. A man of God, I won't mention name, went to visit him. He was 74 years old when this man went to visit him. He said, this man was so twisted on the wheelchair. He said, is this the same voice that once shook nations? So twisted, he had to bend down to look at his face. Why? He arrived. John Doe in Chicago arrived. Zion City, Illinois. He chartered a train from Chicago to New York City to do what was called the Elijah Declaration. Say, I'm the Elijah to come. 100,000 people. Over 100 years ago. What a crowd. I am the Elijah. I'm the first apostle. I'm the messenger of the covenant. Any title that belonged to Jesus, he called himself. From that place he returned.
He too died on the wheelchair. I saw his picture sitting on the wheelchair reading his Bible. Beloved brothers and sisters here tonight, if there is anybody around you that look like your age mate before, and you are ahead of him, the news I have for you is only God can determine your pace. You see, if we are able to understand God, you may be able to understand that you have not yet started. That will take me to point number 4. Why is there a little cry for glory? Why is it that there is such a scarcity of cry for the glory of God? It is because of lack of touch with the mind of God. Lack of contact with the mind of God. Lack of spiritual sensitivity. People are spiritually insensitive. And what I mean is, we don't know the full scope of the agenda of God for our lives. We have no idea. We don't know how far behind we are. Now, in our world, in our city, in our nation, people saw us, if this was the width of God's plan, people see us here. Every other person is here or here, and people see us in front. Now, if we had seen the plan of God, we would have seen ourselves on God's scale here, while the whole thing is there. One day, the Lord gave me a revelation, and He showed me. He said, if the anointing I planned for you to walk in was at this level, this is where you are. Where I saw is not, it's near the beginning. Nothing near the 1/100. Now, the truth of the matter is, many people go to heaven unfinished. Many people arrive eternity unfinished. Why? We are out of touch with the mind of God. People clap for you, you accept it because you agree that you are right. They praise you, you agreed. But tonight, the generation of people that cry for the glory will say, Lord, show me where I am on your scale. Show me where the ministry is on your agenda. Let me know, compared with what you want me to be, where am I? If you see it, you will be sleep. You will lose taste for food. There are revelations we have seen in the spirit, and you are wondering, when will it come to pass? Because it is too drastic compared with what we see. It is shadow.